Hello, I'm Mike Sainsbury and welcome to this ASI cast. Those who came to our television conference last year in Madrid will not have forgotten the sharp observation and wit of Bob Hoffman, author of the widely followed Ad Contrarian blog, who challenged many of the industry's obsessions with all things digital. Bob recently took the stage during the Advertising Week event in New York, so we felt it the right time to ask him for a few thoughts on the state of the advertising nation. And he agreed to have a brief chat with Brian Jacobs. Brian.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Brian Jacobs. And today we are joined by Bob Hoffman, otherwise known as the Ad Contrarian.
Hello, Brian.
How are you, Bob?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you. Good. So, Bob, you were a starring act, I understand, at Ad Week last week. How did you find Ad Week?
How did what? I'm sorry, I didn't
hear
the
question.
How did
you find Ad Week?
Actually, I didn't spend much time there. I did my talk and got on an airplane as quickly as possible to get out of there. It's not my cup of tea, actually. It's too many men in suits, not enough people in black T-shirts. It has very little to do with advertising anymore, and it has much more to do with technology and business models and... It's just, I think Martin Sorrell said, he said, I don't know what this is, but it's not Advertising Week. And I think he was right.
I heard he wanted to rename Advertising Age. It seems to me rather a shame that the title Accountancy Age has already been taken.
Yeah, it's a week-long festival of self-promotion pretty much, so...
So what is your sort of take on the advertising industry just generally these days, Bob? I mean, obviously, including the digital advertising industry, I mean, do you feel that we really are in trouble? Do you think that traditional advertising is not as good as it once was? Or what is your overall sort of take on advertising in total these days?
All of that. I think we're very confused. I don't think we know what business we're in anymore. Are we, selling stuff to people, or are we having conversations, or are we sharing, or are we co-creating, are we creating branded content, or it just seems like a very confusing time to be in the advertising business, and I think the quality of advertising is not nearly as good as it might be. Particularly with all the new media we have, you'd think that there are all kinds of new creative opportunities opening up. But the creative work has not followed the genius of the technology. And I don't know if that's the agency's fault or the client's fault, or maybe there just aren't that many good ideas or good people with ideas floating around. But the important part of advertising, the advertising itself, is not very good these days, I don't think.
No. And I read a very interesting quote from the fourth incoming president of DNAD, who made the point that he thinks that creative agencies need to sort of breathe in technology and breathe out creativity.
Yeah, that's interesting. But, I think we have way too much emphasis on technology these days. The technology is the delivery system. Mm. The technology is not the idea. And we're far too focused on delivery systems and not focused nearly enough on what the actual ideas about advertising are.
Do you think that's because it's sort of easier, I suppose, if you're a client, it's kind of always been a bit tricky to kind of judge a great idea versus an average idea, I suppose.
Of course. You pay attention to things that you can understand better, right? And clients can understand the numbers and they can understand the technology to some degree. But when you're judging ideas, it's always difficult. You never, even when I was a creative director, I was fooled a lot. Stuff that I thought would turn out to be great turned out to be lousy. Stuff that I thought was mediocre turned out to be great. You just don't know with ideas. You have to take a chance and go with your gut. It's hard to do for a lot of people in business.
And I guess it's sort of rather easier to sort of go, well, 4 billion is better than 2 billion.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's, what are your thoughts on this whole ad blocker issue that seems to have kind of risen phoenix like. I mean, it hasn't.
Well, yeah, it's there's really a long history of, I think, online advertising being in trouble. It's not just the ad blocking, it's the fraud, it's the corruption. And now ad blocking is just adding to that. I think the consumer has spoken, and the consumer is saying, we don't like this. I think ad blocking is up around 40% in the UK. In Germany, it's about 40%. It's a problem for the ad block for the online advertising industry. But I also think they're a little hysterical about it. I don't really think that advertisers have put up with nonsense from the online ad world for a long time. And I'm officially skeptical that suddenly they're all simultaneously going to stop being stupid and stop advertising online. I just don't think it's going to be that catastrophe that they're saying it's going to be. But, you know, time will tell. I think particularly in the – I don't know what's happening over there, but in the U.S., I think the Interactive Advertising Bureau is actually exaggerating the problem. They're claiming that 34% of U.S. adults now have ad-blocking software installed. I don't believe that number. I think it's closer to half that. And that's not to say it's not a problem, but I think they're trying to stampede the ad industry into some kind of feeling sorry for them by releasing numbers that are exaggerated.
There's a suggestion over here that, you know, there's been for some time a kind of unofficial, unwritten contract in a way between consumers and, let's say, commercial television. So you put up with these ads and we'll give you free programs. Yeah. And maybe somebody was saying only this morning at an event I was at, maybe we should the online publishing industry should sort of very gently remind people of that and say, we're sorry, but there's some content we're not going to make available to you because you have, in effect, installed an ad blocker. I mean, I don't know what you think of that. I mean, is that sort of the idea of saying to consumers, we're going to withhold something and remind people of this kind of unofficial contract?
Okay, my thoughts are that the idea that they're providing something to me free and I owe them something in return is not a logical argument. I pay every month for my internet connection. The fact that they don't get a piece of that is their business model problem. It's not my problem. I'm paying for seeing their content online. They may not. The fact that they're not getting money from it is something that they need to negotiate with the internet providers, just as cable, just like here in the U.S., CBS provides content to Comcast, and they get a cut of Comcast's monthly fee from me in return. So that argument I don't buy. The argument that what was the second part of your question, Brian?
Well, I was going to ask whether or not you felt that appealing to people almost and saying this content costs, I mean, obviously saying it in slightly more polite and proper fashion than this, that content has got a value and costs something, and unfortunately, we're not able to provide it to you if you're going to take away the source of revenue, i.e., the advertising.
Yeah, the problem with that is it's hypocritical. They were the ones who told us that information wants to be free, and they were stealing content from other people and republishing it, and making money off the advertisers doing that. So that's hypocritical. Yes, it's true. The content does have value, but if it's valuable enough, I'd be willing to pay for it. I pay the New York Times and I pay the Wall Street Journal to go to their websites. And if their content is compelling enough, then yes, I would pay for it. The problem is there's no shortage of websites. I mean, if you were to eliminate 95% of the websites in the world, you'd still have 1,000 times more than you need. So their content, it costs them to create it, but they have taken so much from other people. They've taken and repurposed it that as a consumer, I don't feel that I am used to the idea that's free. And unless it's really compelling, I'm not going to pay for it.
Do you think the issue is really ad tech as opposed to advertising?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Consumers will accept advertising. We know that from all other media. The problem is ad tech. Ad tech has created a whole new level of annoyance for advertising that consumers don't want. And until publishers come to grip with that, which they will probably never do, but unless and until they do that, this problem is going to grow.
What do you feel about the idea as a creative guy? I mean, do you feel that you implied before that maybe creative people haven't quite got their heads around all the technology and they're not making the best use of it, as it were. Do you think that's fair, or do you think that they haven't really embraced it fully, or and that way hasn't really led to great creative work appearing online?
Here's what I think has happened. Advertising used to be expensive. If you were going to advertise on television or on radio, it cost you money. And it cost you a lot of money. And you didn't. And if you're going to have a spot in an important show, you didn't want to put a piece of crap out there. You wanted something that was good and had quality, and you were willing to pay for it because you were paying a substantial amount for the media. Online advertising is so inexpensive that nobody in his right mind is going to pay a lot of money for a lot of talent to create banner ads. And the result of that is that we have a whole lot of people who don't have a great deal of talent creating advertising now. And they're not very good at what they do. And they're not making very much money. And the result is that online advertising has been lousy. And so it's partly a technology issue that the technology has not been well utilized. But it's also a talent problem. We have people doing online advertising who we would never hire to write a spot for the Super Bowl.
I think that's an excellent point, actually, Bob. Well, Bob, it's been great talking to you again, and I think everybody very much enjoyed your contribution to the ASI event in Venice just over a year ago. And we hope very much that you'll be able to come back and see us again another time.
I would love to. Thank you very much.
And thanks a lot for your time, Bob.
Okay, my pleasure.
Yeah, cheers now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to an ASI cast, our regular series of interviews and chats, available at the ASI website at asiconferences.com.